For sex, a feast of love is never realistic. Dramatic like a thunderstorm. Morning comes as you read sincerely yours.
Brand new music from Starving in the Belly of the Whale. They've got a new album on the way, and we're joined by Lacey and Scott from the band. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, thanks
Hello.
For having us.
Very happy to have you here. 2 out of 3, not too bad.
Yeah, good odds.
Yeah. So last time you were here, you had just released the Joanna Newsom cover online, and we were talking about kind of a new album in the works, in the ether, if you will. Tell me about what you guys have been doing in terms of recording and getting this ready to roll.
Well, actually, at that point, we were in the studio for a while. And something Ricky likes to do is he comes up with a song, gets all the lyrics laid out, the kind of basic chord structure, and then he'll come to me, and then I'll say, you know, this line doesn't fit. And so we'll rework it, kind of like, you know, work out the kinks. And then we just go right into the studio and just lay it down and just kind of work everything out with Micah over there at Popside. And it's amazing. It sounds great. I just love every minute of it.
And what's it been like sort of taking his concepts for both of you and sort of crafting your parts and working on that sort of collaborative effort of writing and recording and in terms of vocals and cello and just the overall, you know, sound of the songs?
Well, it's really fun. I have a pretty different musical background from Ricky. I was never into like all the pop punk and stuff, you know, when I was a kid. And I just was into just much different stuff, you know. Like I was a really huge fan of Cake, and my dad was into Rush and Yes. So I always heard all this prog rock and all this college, you know, crap, if I can say that. I don't know.
You can.
It's been a while since I've paid attention to the FCC rules. Anyway, so, you know, Ricky has all this, he loves listening to everything. If you look at his music library, it's just so eclectic. It just blows my mind. And I have maybe 20 albums that I can tolerate because I'm just so picky. So when Ricky comes to me with music, I get irritated pretty easily. So I just try to pick out all the things that irritate me and just make it something I can listen to. And it seems to be working out pretty well so far. I really like it because it smashes. What do you think, Lacey?
I mean, I agree. His music is slightly all over the place, from Adele to MXPX to Elvis Costello. So, I mean, I think it's nice that we all can kind of come together and just put our own 2 cents into it and make something that's a mixture of kind of everything at one point.
How has it been, Lacey? I know the first time you were on the show, you were telling us that, you know, you hadn't really thought of yourself as a singer up to this point.
I sing in the shower and in the car.
Has it been working on the album?
It's going well. Sometimes it's hard to not be so hard on yourself, but it's kind of surprising what you can do when you just work at something every day and kind of go from there and surprise myself. So it's been fun.
Now, you guys are doing a crowdfunding thing to get the album out there. Tell me a little bit about that. You're using GoFundMe?
We are. We're using GoFundMe.com. It's a pretty sweet deal. I'm a huge fan of crowdfunding because you get the money from the people who want you to make it, you know? And, I mean, if you like at all what you're hearing, please check out GoFundMe.com and look at our campaign, Starving the Belly of the Whale. Our first week, I think we got 20% of our goal. Mm-hmm. And I think we're letting it run all the way through August. So we're just looking for a couple grand, if I remember correctly. And that's really, it's going to help us release it on vinyl as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Because that's the best thing in the world these days. I like having music in my pocket, but I guess that makes me a jerk. I'm sorry, everyone.
You can have both.
You can have both. Why not have both? And, you know, we got some incentives, too, for donating. We have a Ring of Fire, which we're actually going to play for you today. We covered Ring of Fire, and that turned out really well. We slowed it down a whole bunch and made it really just tugging at your heartstrings.
Yeah, we kind of just let Micah, Carly do everything. Like, we just went and recorded it, and then it was a surprise on what it sounded like in the end after everything was said and done. It was a shock to all of us.
It's kind of cool, like, letting him, just kind of trusting him, because just trusting his judgment.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
I was going to ask whether that's nerve-wracking or exciting or kind of both to to go in and then say, okay, do your thing, but with somebody like Micah, who's like super talented,
right? And we've been working with him so long, so he kind of understands what we want and what we're going for and how to keep it consistent.
Yeah, I feel like you can have an idea in your head of how you want something to sound, and then, you know, you have someone else from another perspective look at it and be like, you know, who knows what they're doing, then they're more like, it probably shouldn't be like that. It should probably sound a little different.
Fresh set eyes or ears in this case.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I want to give folks another listen to some of the tracks from the album. The next one we're going to play is actually one that maybe it was this configuration of the band. I know Ricky has done it on this show before, and it's a song that I have to admit, I get stuck in my head just based on the time it was performed on the show. So I'm very excited to share the album version with all of our listeners. So let's take a listen to Speak Like a Poet from Starving in the Belly of the Whale's forthcoming album. And we'll come back and chat some more with Scott and Lacey. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on WISO.
But the like a poet.
Until I fall in love with you.
Until I fall in love with you. Until I fall.
Music from Starving in the Belly of the Whale here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at yso.org. That's from their forthcoming album. It's called Missionaries and Imposters, and we've got Scott and Lacey from Starving in the Belly of the Whale in the house. Tell me about that choir at the end of that last track. That was beautiful.
Well, that choir is just, it's all thanks to just the immense talent that Dayton has to offer. We had frontmen from the New Old Fashioned, the Repeating Arms.
We had Denny Cottle, Samara Swierczynski. We also had Sarion Taylor.
Shannon Clark.
Yeah, Shannon Clark, Brian Neff. And,
well, Repeating Arms, Harold Hemsley, and the New Old Fashioned, that was David Payne,
yes,
which does an incredible baritone with me there at the end. But, yeah, it was just amazing. We all got together, and like, Ricky envisioned kind of gang vocals,
mm-hmm,
which
like
is
shouting, and it just
basically just
into
shouting, you know.
Lovely choir.
Yeah, we weren't having that. We had to throw some harmony in there.
What's that like to, get a group that big together and sing together and harmonize? It's got to be a really just invigorating experience.
It really was. And everyone just worked so well together. We just went in there. I think it was actually just three takes.
Wow.
Yeah, we sang it three times for each chorus, and it just flew by. Everybody just, it was perfect.
Yeah. With everyone having more of a musical background in general, we didn't have to really tell anyone what to do. They just did it, and it
people
sounded great.
Kind of fell into their
after
parts.
After listening to it once.
Yeah. I was like, oh, we got this.
Stylistically on this album, you know, we've got everything from, you know, softer, more contemplative, quiet songs like Speak Like a Poet, the prior song we heard, to, you know, more driving songs like Keep Your Feet Moving. And I know Speak Like a Poet is an older song. Are these a mix of sort of older and newer material, or are most of these songs that you guys have been playing pretty for a pretty long time?
I would say they're more newer.
Yeah, I want to say we started writing them when we started recording them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
it's
kind of when,
yeah.
There's a couple of them that when we got into the studio, there were two songs that didn't really fit well with the rest. So we wrote two songs in a couple of days and recorded them both in the same day, and it fit much better.
Yeah, they're actually a couple of
complete.
My favorites. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that experience like to sort of be writing in the studio with the album in mind, as opposed to just, you know, writing together as a band, or, you know, writing based off of Ricky's lead, you know, in just a typical setting. Did you feel that those songs were different in any way, given the fact that they were written, you know, very specifically to fill spots in the album?
Well, the overall theme, I got Ricky via text message from Michigan, by the way. The overall musical theme lyrically of the album is being completely annoyed with American religion. Well, Ricky says that, I mean, I understand where he's coming from. And I also understand that it's a pretty heavy topic for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it's fun because Ricky and Lacey, I'll just say Licky from now on to refer to your cohesive couple name. Anyway, they're, you know, very religious people, and it's something that's deeply ingrained in their personality and who they are. And I'm not, and it works so well together. You know, it's great being able to just lay that all aside and make music, and I really enjoy it.
Well, I think it's definitely a testament to both the band as a collective and to Ricky's writing that there are religious themes there, but they're also very relatable themes that you don't have to necessarily look at from a, you know, set religious context. There are themes that you can relate to from any perspective and translate well musically to any listener, I would think.
Yeah, it's true. It really is. And that's it makes me so happy.
That's got to be a very satisfying position to be in as a musician, to sort of have that good fit where you can be coming from different backgrounds as individuals, but musically you're all kind of speaking the same language and can find that commonality.
It's really true.
It's just appreciating good music in general, no matter really what it's about, I guess. So
I like it. Yeah. And making good music in addition to appreciating good music and turning that around and putting some more of that out into the world. The next one we're going to hear is your cover of Ring of Fire. And we touched on that briefly. Earlier, you guys had done the cover of Joanna Newsom's Book of Right On, which was a really great take on that song. Tell me a little bit about how you decided to tackle, you know, Ring of Fire, which is such a distinctive song. You know, it's one of those songs that pretty much everybody knows the melody of it. Yeah. So how did you take it and kind of make it your own?
Well, I remember Ricky and Lacey, they said, you know, we want to cover Ring of Fire. And I said, really? We're going to do that? Okay, play it for me. And they played it, and it was Ring of Fire, but just Lacey and Ricky. And I said, slow it down. Just get it just to a crawl, and let's see what happens. And they did it, and it worked so well, because Lacey, when she sings it, she just has this really just soulful kind of longing sound in her voice. And it's just so, so beautiful to me. And then, you know, Ricky and I back her up in the choruses. But we just keep it really simple. It's just vocals and guitar. And we played it in West Charleston, West Virginia?
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. We played it out there kind of first as a group outside. And then we played it again at Bob's?
Maybe.
In Dayton somewhere. It was one of those places. But it went over really well. A lot of the people in the crowd really enjoyed it. So we thought, you know, let's throw it on the album. You know, why not? And then after we got the album together, thought, well, this doesn't really fit. So we'll add it as an incentive with the GoFundMe campaign. So,
nice.
You know, it's one of those little cherries.
And yet thematically, it does kind of fit.
You think so?
Yeah. Knowing what I know about Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, it does kind of fit, actually.
Yeah, it's
and there I say go. This having listened to an interview with Roseanne Cash like 2 hours ago, so this is all very fresh in my mind. But I think overall, it kind of fits definitely as a bonus to the overall offering of the album. Well, let's take a listen to that one right now.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Here's Starving in the Belly of the Whale doing their rendition of Ring of Fire.
Burn.
Starving the Belly of the Whale, doing their rendition of Ring of Fire. Scott and Lacey are here in the house, and we're talking about their forthcoming album. It's called Missionaries and Imposters, and you can get in on supporting it, making it a physical reality on vinyl and in the physical world. They've got a crowdfunding campaign right now via GoFundMe, and we'll get a link up to that on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Tom is a superstar, and he's already got it up there for you. So navigate over there and check it out. And folks have an opportunity to come out and see you guys live next week.
Yeah, August 2nd. Is that next week?
Next Saturday.
Yeah.
Not this Saturday.
Time flies.
Next Saturday. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's really cool. Elk Creek is going to be playing there from Cincinnati, actually. I work with their guitarist who... he graduated from UC for a classical guitar performance. So if you come out, you're definitely going to see an amazing show. But yeah, check out Elk Creek. I think we could probably throw a link up to those guys.
Sure,
too,
yeah, absolutely.
Man, the magic of the internet. So wonderful. But those guys and the new Old Fashioned. It's gonna be a good show over at Oregon Express.
Nice, very
yeah.
nice.
Super excited about.
And
it.
as we move into the fall, I know there's. School and all of that good stuff, but what are you guys thinking in terms of, are you going to be doing a lot of live stuff in the fall or kind of concentrating on finishing up the album and getting it out there once the crowdfunding campaign's over?
Yeah. I feel like we kind of just play it by ear and just kind of roll with it, and whatever happens, then
that's what you go for.
it's true. I mean, Brad, the Elk Creek actually just released their album, and big newsletter went out at work. They're super proud of it. You know, it was nice. And, you know, I was talking to Brad a little bit, and he said, you know, we're actually booking a show in Dayton, and we're thinking we're going to have to cancel. And I said, no, you're not. I will get a show together for you. So I got him in contact with just every band I could think of from Dayton. And he ended up choosing the New Old Fashioned and Starving in the Belly of the Whale. So it's going
nice.
To be it's going to be a good show.
It's gonna be nice to be able to do that, to sort of say to a friend like, hey, yeah, let's get it together, and there's good people to play with, and just have a good evening playing with your friends and your musical peers.
Absolutely.
And hanging out.
It's a great thing.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed. When are you guys thinking? Do you have a sense of when you're going to release the album? Or I know the crowdfunding campaign runs through August. Have you kind of set a target release, or are you just going to kind of see how this goes and then determine it from there?
I think it's more, I'd say, early to mid fall is okay. what we're aiming for, with the help of everyone out there.
Exactly.
Without you, this doesn't happen. So I'm hoping it's not too far out there.
Cool. So something to look forward to in the fall then.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, in the meantime, go to facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Connect with Starving in the Belly of the Whale if you haven't already. Connect with their crowdfunding campaign for their new album, Missionaries and Imposters, and help make that a reality. That way, when fall rolls around here in a couple months, we'll have it in our hands. And check them out on August 2nd at the OE. They're going to be playing with Elk Creek and the New Old Fashioned. All the links up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And before we go, shall we hear one more from the album?
Yeah.
Say, so, I've got one more queued up if we wanna
what
go
do you
to
think,
that
watching
one.
Me? Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to this one. Do you guys want to introduce it at all?
Actually, yeah, this is one of the ones we recorded to kind of fill a gap in the album. And I really enjoy this one. I actually helped Ricky and Lacey finish writing it up in my kitchen.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's pretty interesting. You can listen to the lyrics. You can take them literally and listen to them as if the devil is watching you. Or you can think about, you know, from the perspective of a stripper out there on the pole with a gentleman with a nefarious look in his eye.
Take it as interpretation. we'll leave you with that image as you listen to this song.
No beautiful taste in your mouth.
And of course, connect with Starving in the Belly of the Whale at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And Scott Lacey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Here's another one from Missionaries and Imposters, the forthcoming album from Starving in the Belly of the Whale.